coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. I want to welcome everyone, and I want to thank you, each and every one of you, who are members of our Patreon, who support us by PayPal and by regular mail. I spent early this morning reading through some mail. Some people got mail from... Actually, from six different states in 3 days, 4 days, no, 3 days. And I appreciate all of you people who write in and who talk about the program, talk about our guests, make recommendations. Thank you very much. Information, headlines, you know, this Bob Woodward stuff rearing its ugly head. And of course, people calling for impeachment. You've got, General James Mattis plotting to overthrow the U.S. government. In some other headlines. Hey, where's Joe? Joe Biden, huh? Where is he? Have you heard him lately? Okay. Seriously. Pee pads and knee pads on the Democratic ticket. That's right. You heard me correctly. Pee pads and knee pads. I'm not pulling any punches anymore. I'm going to tell you why. It's too late in the game. I was talking to Steve Quayle earlier today, good friend. It's like my brother, seriously. I told him, I said, I'm armed and angry. And I mean that. And I don't care who knows that. I'm armed and angry. Angry and armed. Either one. Pick one. All right. By the way, folks, we are on Brighteon. If you haven't done so already, when you go to YouTube, our YouTube channel, you'll see right at the top of every single video, our Brighteon channel. Subscribe. Please subscribe to Brighteon. And one more thing, please subscribe to YouTube as well, because it screws with their algorithms. It really confuses the heck out of YouTube. But subscribe to Brighteon. October 16th and 17th is going to be a virtual seminar, conference by Steve Quayle. Final warning. How apropos. You like that phrase? How apropos. In fact, this is a final warning. Yesterday, if you heard Richard Proctor, he said normal will never be seen again. What was Steve Quayle saying before and after last year's conference? Pretty much the same thing. Now you have people repeating that very same thing. With me right now is Steve Quayle and the man, the myth, the legend, Mike Adams. Actually, both gentlemen, the men, the myths, the legends, Steve Quayle and Mike Adams. Going to bring on Steve Quayle first from stevequayle.com, qfiles.tv. By the way, if you're not supporting Steve by being a member of Q-Files, you need to do that. His messages are powerful, compact, and have a great impact. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Steve, how you doing, sir?
Good. Good morning, Doug, and good morning, Mike. We're going to talk about bottom line issues right now. We're seeing all sorts of distractions, but underlying all the distractions is a very evil plan. And both Mike and I have talked together, Doug, on your show, but also off the air over the last couple of weeks of how they're going to come at us, and it's going to come out of the blue, meaning they, the globalists, the Satanists, the Illuminists. And right now, there are so many subplays in motion that literally people have got to keep their bearing and focus on their prepping, their true friends, if any of you have them. By the way, I have few, and two of them are on the radio or on the podcast with me right now. But you'll find that there's very few people who share the passion of Mike Adams. You'll find there are very few people that share my passion or, Doug, your passion. And what we have to do is encourage the people of God. So, Mike, I want to thank you, first of all, for your knock it out of two ballparks presentation for final warning. We've all pre-recorded them. They're going to be set to go out on the 16th and 17th. I've got some other things going on I won't mention should the internet go down, stuff like that. I'm prepared to move incredibly quickly. I don't have committees. I have listened to too much false counsel in my life. I listen to the Lord, and yet I do have men and women who are praying for me, and I have men that I'm accountable to. And so I want to just bring on Mike Adams, because Mike, again, today you're barrel one, I'm barrel two, and this is the two-barrel shotgun day.
Well, thank you for having me on. I'm just humbled to be here. You two are the legends. I'm just an analyst and a geek who builds platforms. You know what I mean? So I'm just happy to be here. But yes, I'm very concerned about where everything is going. I've done a lot of analysis, as you mentioned, you know, the 14th Amendment as well, Trump's secret weapon against the treasonous actors. And also, if you don't mind me plugging, we've just launched the beta version of Brighteon.social, which is a Twitter alternative for freedom of speech for patriots. So that's out there right now as a beta, and hundreds of people joined last night. And, you know, we've got to build platforms for freedom of speech, because the censorship is so extreme. It's so horrific. So thank you both for having me on today, and pray. We must pray. I hope. Let's pray at the end of this today, okay? If not sooner, we must pray today, and millions across America must join us in prayer.
Amen. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I think that first and foremost, just in the last 24 hours, it is no exaggeration, everyone, to say that I've gotten, I think, 12, 13 alerts. I'll be looking off screen, Mike and Doug, just to make sure that things aren't. But let me tell you this. The next lockdown is already planned, okay? The next lockdown. It's going to be a total lockdown. And what people don't understand by total lockdown, they're going to set such stringent rules. And what you want to look at is Australia and New Zealand to see what's happened, the COVID-19 internment camps. You know, Doug, Mike, we're seeing the Nazification of the United States on a hypersonic time frame. Because again, ladies and gentlemen, the mask of the beast, worthless, the mark of the beast already in the immunizations, or at least the technology of the beast, and then the murder of the beast. For once, Doug and Mike, what's interesting, I'll turn it right back over to you, Mike, the entire COVID-19 timetable between 2020 and 2025 coincides perfectly with the Deagle report of a loss of over 250 million lives. Go ahead and take it, Mike.
Well, you're exactly right. And let's set the scene here. You know, I've been watching the COVID-19 numbers since February, the deaths, hospitalizations, and infections. And, you know, I was one of the few voices who warned about the seriousness of this in March and April. Yet I will tell you today that this virus has mutated, and it has become so non-lethal that this phase is over. The deaths are now approaching zero. And new daily deaths is what I'm talking about. The hospitalizations are approaching zero in terms of new hospitalizations per day. And yet the media is trying to now create continued hysteria, weaponized lockdowns, by claiming that we have cases. Well, cases is just someone who tests positive. And the positive tests are 90% false. That's according to the New York Times. But even as a scientist, I can tell you, we warned about this all along. You as well, Steve and Doug, I know you've talked about this, that the tests were just matching fragments of the virus, fragments that might have had something in common with a previous flu shot or another coronavirus. The tests were always false. So now all they've got is the positive tests, which aren't even real. And we've beat this thing, at least this wave of it, because they may launch another biological weapon to try to have that permanent lockdown. In fact, I think that's where this is going, because they can't justify the lockdowns any longer unless they release another bioweapon. You know, the Dr. Fauci special, the Bill Gates version 2, you know, the global depopulation solution version that they've been holding back, that's probably funded by Obama's NIH money. That is what may be coming, Steve. That's my big concern here, that they, the globalists, realize how much power they grabbed from the world by this first release. And you know they've built more weapons, And you know they're just waiting to release another one. Maybe they've already done it. Maybe the first round of vaccines is actually injecting people with the second virus. Who knows? Maybe the food supply is going to be tainted. Maybe the water supply. So it's coming, and it's going to be way worse than the first round. That's why, like you said, we've got to be ready. We've got to have our immune systems functioning, good nutrition. But we also have to be on the alert to know when we're being lied to by the media, by the establishment, by the CDC, and by Dr. Fauci. And the way to know when Dr. Fauci is lying is when his lips are moving, basically.
Actually, even seeing a picture of him is lie, lie, lie. It's lies, what, damn lies and damn liars. That's not my original statement, but I think someone wrote a book about that. And here's the thing that I think every one of the listeners out there, the viewers of all the platforms that Mike Adams has, that I have, that Doug provides so many of us with, is the fact that the next lockdown is not about anything more than control. Let me just read this to you guys. The new proposed lockdown is totally about control, not about saving lives or the country, etc. It is totally about confining people to known locations so that anything can be done to them. Concurrent with that, you can expect your telephones to be shut off, cell phone and landline, everything to go dead. And then what happened to Steve Quayle? Well, we just heard some helicopters and we never heard from him anymore. I don't intend to go out that way, although it's interesting when you get two gunships over your head, Mike and Doug, at about 200 feet AGL, you go, and they're probably waving at me with their middle finger, and I'm thinking, Lord God of heaven, take them down. Take them out of the sky. And I'm not kidding. Because where we're at, you guys, we're seeing the activation of Walmarts. And let's just make the statement about this. 70 to 80% of American shoppers have shopped at Walmart. When Lennon said we'd sell them the rope or whatever, they'd sell us the rope to hang ourselves, I forget which way it went. But remember, Walmart is the world's largest supermarket, largest retailer. And we bought all the Chinese stuff. We built the Chinese economy. Bill Clinton gave the Chinese all of the secret weapons, everything. And I talked to multiple generals, Doug. I've said this on your show. I've said it to you, Mike. Everything. They own the crown jewels. But one of the things that's problematic right now and that becomes really interesting is Snopes, and I call them Snipes. And if you understand who owns Snopes, you'll understand Dopes. The thing is the Walmart plan is true. What happens when Walmart's total supply chain gets cut off? They're turning their stores into prisoner processing centers. If 70 to 80% of the American public buys food there and there's no food there, where do they go? Well, they can't go to the normal stores because they don't have any either. That's how people are going to be shoveled in and shoveled up into the Walmart. The one in Kingman, Arizona, literally is the entrance to the underground maglev trains that go throughout all the secret bases in the desert southwest and even come up north and go east. So when you hear 1,000 guys in multiple buses, and there are women and men who have gone out and taken pictures there, then I think people have got to understand continuity of government, COG, is absolutely in place. I'm told that the Supreme Court has now been bivouacked in different locations, bunker locations, and under the cover of COVID-19, which is Bravo Sierra, not that it doesn't exist, but the cover of it, there's a lot of people that are being skirted away to secret bases. There's a lot of high-ranking military people that have already been commanded, and literally by their command structure, to go into those secret bases. So I'm telling you, and I'm telling us all today, that in the last 24 hours, we have nations, entire nations, changing their passwords on all their encrypted devices, getting ready for the event. Listen, I know nothing about the military, you guys. Never been in the military, and one more time, never received any money from them, any government agency, etc. But fortunately, I have a lot of people in that world that tell me stuff, or I couldn't tell you. And so what's important for people to understand, this thing's in motion. You don't have time to get ready to prepare. You don't have time, I just got to think about it. Your time to think is over. You either act, you prepare, or you're dead. I don't know how to make it any simpler. Act, prepare, and dead. And let me share this with you all. The plans are in place. I was told this, again, reiterating, I knew this. I used to talk about it 10 years ago. When people or families go into the prison facilities, under the guise of, you get three squares, probably MREs. Those that get to live get MREs, but you'll never see your wife again. You'll never see your husband again. You'll never see your children again. And what these monsters do to kids should make you go, God, let me be the sharpest shot that's ever been in the history of the world. Let me speak out, stand up, and take out the evil. Everybody, Mike, you know this. I'm going to let you address this. Everybody's looking for somebody else to do it, but they don't want to do it themselves. Yet they mock those of us who tell them, look, we read the plans to them. We tell them what people die to give us the information. How do you address that now? Because, again, if, Doug, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry that I'm charged up. But listen, Mike is barrel one. I'm barrel two. And then you're the guy that presses it when you put it out, and it all goes off at once. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, your tone here is exactly correct. If anything, I've been too subdued. We should be sounding the alarm in every way possible, because look at the signs of what's happening right now. And this is in the news just over the last few days. For example, child kidnapping FEMA camps are being set up right now under the CDC, I believe, in Ohio, with the governor of Ohio confirming that. And yes, thank you, Doug. They will separate your children. They will take them. They will kidnap them. And no doubt they will force vaccinate them as soon as the new coronavirus vaccine is ready. This is a training program of sorts, a normalization indoctrination program, so that parents get used to the idea that the government is kidnapping your children and taking them to FEMA camps. And then later you have to beg to reclaim your own children. Secondly, and I covered this as well over the last couple of days, Houston, the city of Houston, has announced a blood harvesting program across the city where they will randomly select residences, just someone living in the city. You'll be randomly selected. You will then be visited at your front door by city officials and a paramedic armed with blood draw needles, and they will say that we need your blood, and you have to fill out this form. And every person living at this address, including children, we have to have their blood too. This is being done with Baylor College, I think is what it is, and the CDC and the Houston Health Department as part of their COVID-19 experimentation antibody testing program. So they're running around the cities door to door, blood harvesting citizens who have been, quote, randomly selected, right? So think about just those two things, and that is happening now. You know, there was a time, Doug, when the things that Steve and I would talk about was, oh, we're warning this is coming. You know, it's going to be next year. Watch out for the 2 years from now. No, this is here now. This is happening right now, today. And when they announced these things, the city of Houston, the city manager said, oh, this is, quote, an exciting development. They celebrate these things. Blood harvesting is such an exciting thing for them. This is what they have planned for you. And Steve is exactly right. There is an engineered food scarcity program underway where in California, the governor is sending COVID-19 testing teams, which means basically labor shutdown teams, to the Central Valley to shut down food production. Food production scarcity, it's being engineered so that they can drive the masses into the camps. Because when people are starving, that's when they will show up and say, give me some food. I will agree to be vaccinated. I will agree to hand over my firearm. I will agree to anything. I'm starving. Give me food. That's the plan. Food as a weapon, or food scarcity as a weapon.
And Steve and Mike, just real quick, I'll throw a plug in here. If you go to HagmanReport.com, 5 days ago, I uploaded the director's order, this Lance Himes, interim director of the Ohio Department of Health, about the FEMA camps in Ohio. This is not, this is real. What you just said, what Steve's been talking about, these FEMA camps that will separate the children from the parents. Folks, please go to, there it is on your screen, FEMA camps, not a myth, Ohio non-congregate shelter order. This is one of, I think, three or four directives. They're in succession. This was, I think, the third directive, and more are in the offing. So listen to what Steve has to say. Listen to what Mike has to say, especially with blood harvesting and such, because that is really in parallel with this. Go ahead, Steve. I just want to punch in there with that. The document itself is available on our website. Go ahead, sir.
you know, it's interesting. The Bible says the life is in the blood. We're saved by our faith in Jesus Christ and the blood of the Lamb. But here's the deal. These people are vampires on a roll, Doug. Mike, they're vampires. They are blood-sucking parasites. They cannot be trusted. You mean to tell me that we value our lives so little that we let some bureaucratic parasite come in and what? Inject us? Take our blood? Oh, it's for the good? And the person that gets all giddy, I'm sure they have interesting points in their life that also give them the giddy goodies or the goody giddies. Listen, people, listen, listen, listen. If you don't care about yourself, at least care about the woman that if you're married to or the man you're married to or the children. Are you that hardened in heart? And this may piss off people, Doug, but evidently all the horrors that have gone on, the destruction of the United States, our economy, the destruction, the treason, the treachery, the murder, the guise of our government, shadow government, are you kidding me? Shadow government is the only government we have. We don't even have effective puppets. You can have the best intentions in the world. You can have the greatest desire, but desire without ability is just another empty promise. So these blood-sucking, parasitical, demonically infused entities, because no human is going to want to happen to another human being unless there's something in it for them. People are betraying people. Faces of Death Book. For the record, it has turned into Faces of Death Book. God bless you, Mike, for doing your Brighteon answer to Twitter. Why do people who know what's going on, and I've heard it, by the way, I've even corrected some of my friends. Maybe they're mad at me. It really doesn't matter. Well, I have a ministry on Facebook. You realize everything that goes on Facebook goes in your self-generated dossier, your intelligence dossier, and what you're doing is cooperating. You're not co-opting. You're cooperating with your own death and the death of the people. Well, all's important is people hear the good news. No, what's important is faith without works is dead. So I'm on record. And by the way, the Ohio governor, Doug, correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, he backtracked. It was an underling of his that talked about the camps, and then the governor thought it necessary to come out and kind of, I guess you'd say, excuse himself from the argument. There is no excuse. He's the law of the land, and everybody in Ohio should immediately launch a recall petition. And I don't know what you can do if there's any honest lawyers in Ohio. One of you guys, two of you guys, some of you guys ought to get together and file a class action suit against that devil that's saying they're going to take your kids. Does anything have value to anyone in this country any longer? Go ahead, Mike.
Well, and to add to what you just said, where are the arrests of the deep state traitors? We should have seen those arrests long before now. The fact that that has not happened, that the swamp is still out there running around with power, the James Comeys, the John Brennans, the Hillary Clintons, while they're nitpicking President Trump and fabricating fake quotes against him, the criminals, the real criminals, are still running free. So where is William Barr? Where is Durham? We've been told to keep waiting and waiting and waiting for thousands of indictments to result in arrests, and yet nothing has happened. Nothing has happened. It's clear the swamp is in charge. It's not Trump in charge. The swamp is in charge, and Trump is just fighting for survival. Now, I've laid out an argument where he could invoke the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment says, I believe in Section 3, it says that any official who has taken an oath, whether it's a civilian official or a military official, if that official has engaged in rebellion against the United States or granted comfort or aid to enemies of the United States who are engaged in rebellion, those people must be removed from office. It doesn't say that they may be. It says they shall be, that they cannot serve. And this means Trump has, by invoking the 14th Amendment, he has the power to remove every corrupt judge who has ruled in favor of Black Lives Matter, every district attorney who has let them out without bail and without charge, even though they're terrorists. He can remove every mayor, such as Ted Wheeler. He can remove every governor. He can remove every member of the military who is engaged in rebellion. He has the power, and yet he isn't using it. In fact, hasn't this been what we've all observed over the last 4 years, is the GOP having the power? Even for the, you know, the from 2016 to 2018, they had all the houses. of Congress. They had the power. They did nothing. The GOP has betrayed America just as much as the radical left. And now here we are at the moment where the powers that be are preparing to commit genocide against the American people. This should be a wake-up call to all Americans. No element of the government is your friend. Your only friend in this is God. And you better ask God for help, because that's the only way we're going to survive this. That's my take.
I agree. And Doug, do you want to chime in before I go on the next track of my role? Because listen,
I kind of do. It's interesting. We got this piece of news just over the last 24 to 36 hours. Defense Secretary James Mattis, to what Mike Adams was talking about, the 14th Amendment. Defense Secretary James Mattis had a conversation with the head of the intelligence apparatus and went to the cathedral in Washington, D.C. to pray about and essentially overthrowing the administration of Donald Trump. Now, it's obviously much deeper than that, but that gives you kind of the thumbnail sketch of this. So we've got open sedition, you're right. And I mean, if that is not the pure definition of open sedition, I don't know what is. This is what we're facing today. And people, I don't know, people are trivializing the things that are taking place. They're not seeing things for what they are. And there is a delusion over people, thinking that things are normal. They're far from normal. So please understand the news that's coming out now, especially with Woodward's book. Consider Mattis. Consider that. Hey, you know, maybe we can overthrow, or maybe we should overthrow for the sake of our nation, the Trump administration. Who in the hell do you think you are, James
Mattis?
Well,
first of all, yeah. Hey, Doug. He's in violation, I think it's of Rule 88 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. One of the judge adjutant generals, a lieutenant colonel, said that every one of these guys, now I want to make something clear to everybody. Think back with me. The Obama nation, the abominable entity in the White House that brought our country to the desolation we're facing right now, let go 375 admirals and generals, men who took oaths to the Constitution. Every single one of the people that has turned against Trump in the military, according to this, basically the military's chief law enforcement guy, before he retired, he's claiming they're violating Rule 88, which brings you back to the 14th Amendment, Mike. And not only that, but the deal is that, remember, ladies and gentlemen, if they stayed in office during Obama's reign of terror, then also, ladies and gentlemen, they had to be loyal to him, because he was making people, according to people in the military who told me, according to people in the intelligence, making the people that agreed to stay take an oath to him, not the Constitution of the United States. That's treason. But here's the deal, Doug. All the acts of treason, I want to deal with Q Anonymous, okay? I tell everybody, I'm the real Q. I'm not the anonymous one. Q Anonymous is a group of men in the NSA, National Security Agency, that have an AI program that's an experiment in real time. They go out and they use basically spiders on the internet, and they go out and they see the meme, the theme of the day. Then in their algorithms, let's say they see that 100,000 people are listening to one of my broadcasts, or 200,000 to one of Mike's broadcasts, or 400,000. I'm just making this up right now. But this is how the algorithm works. And then they weight the algorithmic investigation, weight meaning then the algorithms know people's hotspots, and they know where they cannot defend their information with enough facts. They, based on that, what Q Anonymous has done is co-opted. They have co-opted the entire conservative movement, the Patriot movement, the Tea Party movement, and even the moral majority. Because people, and here's the thing, Mike and Doug, people are looking for everybody to do something for them. That's the entitlement, so they don't have to get their hands dirty. They want Donald Trump. Give us Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. Forget Jesus. Give us Barabbas. I'm not saying Trump is a murderer. What I am saying, though, is this. People want others to do for them what they won't do for themselves, a majority, and they're not willing to think rationally. Mike, basically, AQ, trust the plan. Let me just tell you what trust the plan means, the bottom line. It's we are going to fill you with the biggest batch of every stable in the world's horse manure, and we're going to tell you, trust the plan, trust the plan, trust the plan, and meanwhile, you get bull manure Durham, given all the deep state, bull manure Durham, giving all the state actors and the international a free pass. A free pass, you guys. There's no independent investigation. The word is an oxymoron. They who have power never give it up willingly. So that's what you're up against. Trust the plan. Jealousy and envy of people that will not do anything, but they don't want to do anything. When you knew it was over, Mike, when the former Speaker of the House, what was the Republican's name that was a big traitor in my opinion? Paul Ryan gets off Air Force One with Obama and that certain, you know, little smile that they know something between them. I'll let your imaginations run wild on that. We have seen the rhinos without spinos. We have seen as much rhetorical manure coming out of the Republicans, with some exception, as we have the demon rats. And remember this, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a Democrat and you believe in God, the platform you support does not. So when all, here's the last thing, I'll turn it over, Mike. When all of those military leaders signed up to go behind Joe Biden, are you kidding me? Have they lost their minds if they'll link up with someone who's basically diminished capacity? Go ahead, sir.
Well, I share many of your concerns about Q. The Q movement says trust the plan, and they keep saying that the patriots are in charge. They're saying that everything that is happening is because the patriots want it to happen. And they say that Trump now controls the Fed and that Trump has control over CNN. And other things, I mean, the things I've heard out of the Q followers are, you just have to scratch your head and say, what? What world are you watching? Because it looks like Trump is losing because the deep state swamp is surrounding him. It looks like the Fed is going to print us into oblivion, a financial collapse that will be blamed on Trump. Because, you know, whether Trump wins or loses, they're going to blame him when the system falls apart, of course. So, And like you say, Steve, this idea that you should trust the plan means don't do anything on your own. It means just sit back. We're in control. We've got this covered. And
if I can say this, trust the plan. I got news for you. Your plan sucks. Okay.
Yeah.
So amen.
Go ahead.
Amen.
Yeah. You better have your own real plan, and it better be a plan that involves, you know, storable foods and firearms for self-defense and ammunition and alternative forms of communication and alternative forms of money, come to think of it. You better have a plan that does not rely on some anonymous group's plan that claims that they're in control of it, of everything. They're not in control. Again, right now, we are witnessing the rise of demonic entities, an infestation on the spiritual, you know, dark spirit level that has taken over so much of our country and the institutions, and also many of the people who are out protesting. Have you seen the mugshots of some of these protesters who are arrested? You notice they look like actual demons. They've got blue hair and purple hair. Their faces are sunken in like they've just come out of eternity in hell or something, and they're serving their master, Satan or whatever. I mean, they look like actual demons who are temporarily occupying human bodies. That's how crazy that is. But then there, in addition to the spiritual war, you've got the economic war, you've got the biological war with the COVID-19 weapon, which I think they're going to come out with another one. And then energy weapons. Energy weapons are being used right now. I noticed we haven't mentioned that today. Look at the fires in California. Look at how the people in the cities who are close to 5G cell towers are constantly confused, and that their anger can be turned on and flipped on like a switch, because the 5G cell towers are broadcasting actual physical electromagnetic frequencies that are known to cause anger and to shut down reason and rationality in the minds of people who live in these areas that are close to 5G cell towers. It's a weapon system. So all of this is being unleashed at the same time, including food scarcity that we talked about before. So if you're going to trust a plan, there's only two plans that you can trust. Number one, trust God's plan and listen to God's plan, because God says even if society falls down all around you, you can still be saved. But you must have faith and you must profess. You must beg for forgiveness and call for Jesus Christ to save you. That's the plan that you can trust. And that's not anonymous. That's an omniscient plan, actually. And the second plan is your own preparedness plans, because if you're far enough away from the chaos and you have enough of a backup supply, you may be able to make it through this relatively unscathed compared to those who are going to be imprisoned and tortured and executed and mass murdered in the streets and so on. No one's going to be completely unscathed in this. We're all going to suffer, sadly, because of what's coming, but you can survive. And most importantly, you can save your soul at the end of this. That's what really matters.
Doug?
I lost my... Oh, did you just click me on? I'm sorry, technical issue here. Did you just click me on or was I on? Okay. I couldn't tell if I was on or not, Steve. No, you're absolutely right. Mike Adams, by the way, brighteon.social. Let me give you a plug on that, Mike. I know this is off topic, but brighteon.social. You know, if we all moved to a different platform, I know there's Gab, I know there's Parler, but you know what? We know Mike Adams, right? We know what kind of guy he is. Brighteon.social. I'm signing up. I would urge everyone to sign up. Do it after the program. Brighteon.social. And by the way, qfiles.tv, sign up for that too. And sign up for the conference for the 16th and 17th of October. Guess who's going to be speaking? Yes, Mike Adams is going to be speaking. Guess what? It's going to be just a fantastic presentation. And another thing too, when you sign up for the video on demand, you also receive what? Private briefings. Oh my goodness. Every week, it started last week and continues this week. Send questions to conference@gen6.com. And you'll get an email too when to tune in. I believe, is that right, Steve? You'll get an email telling people when to tune in? Okay. All right.
And 36 days. That's all we've got left, you guys. 36 days. And all of the events that Mike is talking about and writing articles about, and I'm warning about, and you're broadcasting about. Listen, anybody in retrospect can talk about the deep state. Woodward's book, look at all the timing of it coming out. Again, Cohen's book coming out. Everything is coming out to do one thing, confusion. The Bible says God is not the author of confusion. And I want to make something clear, too. I consider people who are anonymous emailers cowards, and I just want to say something. The fact that QAnonymous, look, you have guys that have been the heads of some of the most powerful parts of the NSA coming forward and telling you what the NSA is doing is illegal. What's the name of that guy? Vindman?
Vindman.
Yeah.
Vindman.
I'm sorry?
Vindman. Are you you talking about Vindman? Because you're right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to punch in here, but you have, three books. You got Woodward's book. You've got, Numbnuts, but I'm sorry,
Cohen.
Cohen, and then, I think Brennan, right?
Or, no, not Brennan. You've got basically Bolton's book, too.
Okay, yeah, you got all these books. You're right, but Vindman. Go ahead, Vindman.
Here's something. All these people who in the nether part of the nether world, who in the underworld has got Trump's ear to a point, all these demons. And Mike, what you're talking about, I'm going to go back something. Expect the supernatural invisible to start becoming visible. The demons that have people in them will start manifesting out them. You'll see facial contortions. You'll see people that are absolutely changing their visage, and they're going to start growling. They're going to start going crazy. And the lust for human flesh, our lust for easy food in the United States, has genetically corrupted all of us. And as a general told me in 2005, and I've talked about this over and over, he said, Steve, what they're doing with the babies and putting it in to the different flavors is genetically changing human beings. We're not meant to be cannibals. They want us to be cannibals because remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're zombies. They all head underground and they turn all the evil loose. And so what we have to understand is this, and I'm raging about anonymous people. People are just absolutely already co-opted when they use the word fear porn, doom porn. Those are neuro-linguistically programmed terms. The biggest one is conspiracy theorist. That is absolutely the CIA's re-inculcation of their anti-God values into human beings. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, it's just like when a farmer slaughters his sheep, let's say, he doesn't alert them in advance. He tells them everything's fine, everything's going to be okay, trust the plan. And then he slaughters them, you see. So the sheeple of our world are about to be slaughtered in ways that they never could have imagined, while all of these messages are telling them, no, everything's normal, everything's fine. In fact, we're going to return to normalcy. The world is going to be just like it was in 2019. No, it will never be like it was in 2019. That's never coming back. And the fact that, we've got to talk about finance just a little bit here. The fact that you've got the U.S. economy now is largely, at least in terms of the labor market, people sitting at home collecting fiat government money, fake money, and then investing on Robinhood and driving up the stock prices of about 5 to 10 corporations, and that's it. And that's making the market look like it's going up so that President Trump can claim the economy's good. I got news for you, folks. And by the way, I'm not anti-Trump. I mean, I'm still going to vote for Trump because I can't possibly vote for an Alzheimer's patient, Joe Biden. But an economy cannot exist by just printing money and paying people to not work. That is a setup for collapse. There is no sustainability in that model. You can't print wealth. You can't print productivity. People have to be working in order for an economy to function. And that tells you they don't plan for this economy to ever come back. They don't plan to ever cut off the free money. I mean, which politician is going to say, hey, we're going to cut off all the people living at home now? Which politician is going to say, oh, it's okay to evict 30 million Americans now who can't make their mortgage payments or meet their rent payments for their apartments? Because right now, the only reason that there are tens of millions of new homeless Americans in the streets is because evictions have been outlawed essentially by the CDC for some reason, which makes no sense. But so landlords are now going to get, screwed in this deal, right? Landlords have to keep paying their mortgages to the banks, but they can't collect rent. So there is an economic implosion that is coming that is going to be apocalyptic, combined with a market crash of these overvalued stocks that will also be apocalyptic. When you have, Tesla just keeps going sky high, higher and higher. It's probably worth only 10% of what its market value is right now. A lot of these companies are in the same boat. They're just being propped up on vapors to create the illusion of prosperity while the actual real economy is collapsing. The restaurants are going bankrupt. 50%, maybe 70% in places like New York City, those restaurants are never coming back. The labor market has been wiped out to the point where today's youth across America, they refuse to work, they collect money, and then they sleep all day and they go out at night and burn down America's cities. That's not an economy. That is not sustainable.
Doug?
No, go ahead, Steve.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, the basic fact, we are undergoing a communist revolution. It takes outside money to fund every revolution. Wall Street funded the Bolshevik Revolution. There's a great book by Anthony Sutton, called Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, written, I think, 40 years ago at least. It takes huge amounts of money to pay these guys. By the way, certain people intercepted some wires between Antifa members out in this area, meaning the Montana area, and the paymaster. They pay them in cash. They have meeting points. And these rabble-rousers being paid. In essence, ladies and gentlemen, the foreign army of occupation, the overthrow, the brown shirts are already receiving their money from outside of their normal circles. They're not going around with a wimpy sign on, I'd gladly pay you Friday for a hamburger today, or I'd gladly pay you Friday for the revolution we're undergoing today. what is a complete lapse of consciousness. Care and concern has produced this time. And I want to make it clear, Doug, there is no normal. I said that, by the way, 2 years ago. I said, everything you know as normal will never be again. They won't be able to go back to the good old days because they cease to exist. Everybody wants stability. And the New World Order terrorists know it. So what are they doing? They're hitting us with 5G, pentadeath. They're hitting us with chemicals, changing the spray. People are saying, why are the chemtrails changing color? Because there's new substances being added to them. The sun diffuses. It's a spectroscope. When you look at them, it can tell. And I can look at them with a spectroscope. We've got a spectroscopic telescope and know exactly what's in at least the chemical compounds that are in the aerial spraying. But here's the deal. Now we've got a situation, and we've got a situation that most people won't bring themselves to call a revolution or revolution, especially the rhinoceroses. The rhinoceroses are the Republicans in name only that are going extinct right before our eyes, or they're changing coats. They're leopards that can take the spots off, and there's only one party, and the party in this country, forget a two-party, as the late Paul Volcker, the head of the Federal Reserve, stated to a friend of mine. He said, when the guy was talking about all the stuff, he said, it's all theater. He said, hell, son, we own them all. They do own them all. Large and small, they own them all. And so where do you get truth? And here's what people you've got to understand. You need to support Brightheon. I salute Mike. All of my videos are on Brightheon. There's nothing on YouTube that's original except the pirated versions of me, the cartoon characters, etc. That's not me. The bottom line is that you need to support Brightheon. You need to support Doug Hagman, because Doug is bringing what I would call a balls to the walls platform for people to basically tell you the truth. And Doug, for as long as you've been on, Mike, is for as long as you've been on, all the articles you've written, everything, that the appearances, your own podcast, everything, the people still are waiting for something, it appears, to transpire before they get in motion. You're already basically subdued, and you don't know it. You're subdued, and by the way, why would you get up and go talk about getting rid of a government that's treasonous, treacherous, and going to kill all the Christians, and that's the next thing? The Christian persecution is so absolutely off the charts now that people had better get a glimpse, because it's burning Bibles. If you see that Cuomo guy, the governor, and then his whatever brother that's on CNN, etc.
Fredo.
NBC, ABC, always bashing Christians. The denigration of Christians, identify, vilify, nullify, destroy. Very soon, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't support with your prayers and your finances the platform, to my knowledge, no one's done what Mike has done. No one is trying to build an alternative platform so people who really, want to share and get information, et cetera, can go on the Brightheon form of Twitter. And what is it called, Mike, again? I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Brightheon.social.
Okay, social, Brightheon.social. If people would have an alternative, they wouldn't stay stuck. And I maintain this. Anybody who watches the mainstream news has already agreed to what I would call malevolent mind melting. You have already yielded control to the controllers of the Borg. You may not think you have, but it keeps you numb and dumb, because as Marshall McLuhan said, it's not the programming that is the message. The very vehicle is the message itself. In other words, it is the message. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, think about the fact that even the GOP has utterly failed to crack down on this malicious censorship of the tech giants. I mean, they're introducing some bills now, and certain senators like Josh Hawley of Missouri has done outstanding work, and even Ted Cruz has spoken out, against the censorship and so on. But when they had the House and the Senate, they did nothing. And now basically what they're saying is, you have to elect us again for us to do something about it. Well, guess what? You're probably not going to get elected, because the tech giants have shut down the First Amendment. They have vilified people who are trying to speak the truth. They have selectively censored Trump supporters, Christians, gun owners, patriots, Americans. Even just they'll censor you for being a white person now and saying something critical about Black Lives Matter, which, by the way, is like 85% white people, as an interesting note. But I do want to say, you know, we can't trust even the GOP to do anything about this. They're doing nothing. So that's why I decided to build these platforms. But I want both of you to know, Brighteon.com and Brighteon.social, they lose money every month, okay? We are subsidizing them, and it's a lot of money. This is not some small amount. It's a significant amount. If you could see the bills of our R&D teams, because there's two different teams now, this doesn't make any money. But it's important to provide a platform for people. I thank God every day when I wake up and I've got a place that I can post videos without censorship, or I can criticize the LGBT transgender indoctrination and child mutilation advocates out there without being censored. I thank God for that, because the truth needs to be stated. We need to be able to condemn Satanism, which has infested corporations like Apple and Google. And of course, Apple will ban your entire app off the iPhone platform if you say something critical about Satanism or transgenderism or vaccines using aborted human fetal tissue. Oh, by the way, as a side note, that AstraZeneca vaccine, that the trial was just shut down because one of the study subjects experienced severe spinal inflammation. That vaccine uses aborted human fetal tissue. And I don't mean to get off track, but when you look at the city of Houston running around harvesting blood of children all around the city, why do you think, you know, what do you think is going on here? And there's also then, you know, clone dead baby, aborted baby parts in the vaccines that are being injected into people and causing neurological inflammation. Yeah, that's because the body's trying to resist the being injected with a cannibalistic medicine and, in some cases, genetically altered mRNA strains that overtake the cell programming and tell your body to build proteins that attack itself. I mean, it's insane that that's going on out there. But all I'm trying to do right now, more than just speaking myself, because I'm only one person, is to help others be able to speak the truth as well without censorship. So that's what's behind all of those plans.
And folks, let's support Mike Adams, Brighteon, on Brighteon, the video platform, as well as Brighteon.social. Let's support him. I know that there's a place where you can donate on Brighteon. That's, Brighteon video there. So let's do that and sign up for Brighteon.social. Do it now, right after the program. And folks, support both Steve and Mike Adams as best you can. We need them, their voices in the darkness, in the wilderness, and thank God for them. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I think that people should understand that even these 100-plus military guys, the access to that have gone away from Trump and gone into Joe Biden's camp, and also obviously realize that Biden is just a puppet, you know. He's just a puppet. The real brains behind that whole thing is Obama. The real brains orchestrating it is Valerie Jarrett. The real brains orchestrating the whole DNC, and that's basically, you know, demonic in all manifestations. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're not even taking into account the weapons these guys have, the intel they have, the arming of all the gangs. Listen, one of the things, Mike, that's really upsetting to me, there have been 15,000 M2 heavy barrel machine guns, what are the people in the military call MA deuces, MA deuce, M2 heavy barrel machine guns, along with 15 million rounds. That came off a specific intel source's ability to see the actual bill of lading. That's 1,000 rounds per 50 caliber machine gun. Those are usually mounted on an armored personnel carrier or some vehicle, but they also can be served by a two-man crew, a two-man squad, or, you know, but here's the point, ladies and gentlemen. That's some serious firepower. AK-47s are being brought in by the tens of thousands and by the millions of rounds. So what we have is a standing military guerrilla army already in this country with full knowledge of all of the intelligence agencies, with all of the law enforcement agencies and all being told by some unseen hand, even above what you think runs the country, to basically wait until the signal's given. You see, people say, well, we've got 300 million guns in this country. Yeah, but you don't have the training to use advanced weaponry. Trust me, I'm not diminishing a deer hunter in Michigan or an elk hunter in Montana. But most people do not have battlefield awareness, and they don't understand what these weapons are capable of. So as you and I and Mike are talking, we go to sleep at night. You know, we wake up, we say, thank God I've got another day to hopefully speak the truth to someone, another day to tell someone God loves them and he's the only one that can take you through this, only one that can take us through it. But the resistance, even from religious figures, mark my words, the time I've warned about for 25 years, the religious people are going to persecute the people of faith, and they're going to demand our death. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, and the tactics of Antifa are extremely sophisticated. We just covered a story that was originally posted on AmericanPartisan.org about experienced military veterans who were completely disoriented by a non-lethal attack of Antifa. They use flashing lights, flashing red lights. In addition to pepper spray, they would take away your situational awareness almost immediately. They've mastered the use of frontline human shields, who are typically white people out in front, or well, sometimes they choose black people for that role, but sometimes they'll use priests from churches that are treasonous. And then behind that front line, they'll have the brick throwers, the Molotov cocktail throwers, so you can never determine who's actually throwing these weapons and so on. But what's going to happen next? As you said, Steve, the next phase is that coordinated, well-funded, extremist, militant wing of the Democrat Party is going to then upgrade to weapons of war. They're going to upgrade to a full auto, you know, illegally acquired AR-15s, illegally acquired AK-47s, also full auto. In some cases, they have suppressors for the ARs. They've got, according to my sources, they've got some RPGs, some small mortars, 60-millimeter mortars, and they've managed to hijack and steal a certain number of armored personnel carriers, mine-resistant, you know, carriers who can maneuver and deploy their troops on the streets. And there's a day coming. They're going to be given the go signal. They're going to seize every major U.S. city. They're going to exterminate the local police in a matter of hours, because police, you know, God bless them, I support the police, but their city leaders don't let them practice with ammo. They give them like 50 rounds a month to practice. That's, you can't practice with 50 rounds a month. That's not even a warm up cycle on my Glock. You know what I mean?
that's an hour's worth. That's nothing.
Yeah, that's and then secondly. The police don't have the equipment. So the defunding of the police has been put in place intentionally to make sure that they can't buy ballistic vests, they can't have ballistic helmets, they can't have comms gear that they need, and so on. They can't have weapons, just basic weapons, you know, Glocks and rifles. And so they don't have the training. The police are going to be nullified in hours after this, and it's going to come down to then, will Trump deploy the military or the National Guard? Will he federalize the National Guard? Will they follow his orders? Now we're in a major civil war scenario across America. That is what's coming. I don't know if it's before the election or the day after the election, probably the day after, with the grid down attacks. We didn't even mention that, but I'm 90% sure they're going to take down the power grid in certain areas across the country in order to lead to add to the chaos. That might be an EMP weapon. It will certainly be cyber attacks, probably in conjunction with China, by the way, because Joe Biden is just a front for China. And if they can cause chaos in America, they're going to do it. So the average American person is completely clueless that any of this is going to happen, utterly clueless. And yeah, like Steve said, they may have a gun. It's probably sitting on the shelf in the closet in their master bedroom. They've never fired it. They've never lubricated it. They don't know how to disassemble that gun. They've never sighted it in. So yeah, okay, hundreds of millions of guns. If you don't know how to use them, it's useless. The left, the Antifa, the Black Lives Matter terrorists, they know how to use them. They've been training and they've been well funded and they're about to deploy.
Doug?
No, go ahead, sir. We've got about another, 3 minutes with Mike. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, I think I just want to ditto what Mike is saying. And here's the other thing. Every single state government, maybe with the exception of like South Dakota, God bless Governor Kristi Noem and some of the other ones, Idaho, the Idaho people are standing up. Again, I can't speak for Texas. I know that Austin now is enemy territory. I mean, it's a totally different world, Houston, et cetera. But even in Bozeman, Montana, we had a march of Antifa BLM. There were 3,000, this is a real count, 996 white people protesting Black Lives Matter and for black people. And what was interesting, the same people that were protesting the Black Lives Matter in the parade in Montana, whatever you want to call it, were also the same people, almost identical to the same amount, the same faces I saw them that were protesting against AR-15s. So it's going to come to everybody's area eventually. You want to make sure you get out of the hot zones right now. Mike, close it out the last minute or two.
Well, yeah, you just hit on something really important. And Doug, feel free to interrupt me if I run on too long here. But you can make a choice right now to not be in that hot zone. You know, it's very clear to me that the cities are going to be the death traps. Remember, there are multiple layers at work here. You've got the radical left that wants to overthrow Trump and take over the United States of America. But at the same time, you have the globalists that are trying to depopulate humanity. So both of these things are happening at the same time. Whereas these leftists who are trying to create chaos, they don't realize they're going to be among the very first to be exterminated if the globalists get their plan to work. And that plan is to starve people out. And cities are natural tombs because, food scarcity situations. Because obviously you can't grow much food in a city and it relies entirely on artificial inputs from the outside. Electricity, water, food, fuel, communications, and so on. So cities are natural tombs. They will be the death traps. And all that the globalists have to do is shut down the power grid, cut off the food supply, and stand back. And the cities will implode and they will turn into mass death themselves. And the shutdown of the banking system can be achieved by flipping a switch.
Very true.
I hear the music.
Yeah, the music is closing us out. Mike Adams, brand new social networking platform, Brighteon.social. Please sign up. Definitely, I'm signing up for that. As well, Brighteon.video for all your video needs. Again, we're members of that. We're on Brighteon. Appreciate that. Appreciate what you do, Mr. Adams. And folks, October 16th and 17th is going to be the video conference. Final warning, brace for impact. The price of admission, well, Mike Adams alone is worth the price of admission. So sign up for that as well. We're going to be right back. You're listening to the Hagmann Report right here on the Global Star Radio Network. Stay right where you're at. This is the Hagmann Report, where truth can't be silenced. I want to welcome each and every one of you to the Hagmann Report. My guest is Steve Quayle, going to be with me here in a moment. A couple of things. By the way, folks, I want to thank you. Thank you flat out, straight out. Thank you so much for supporting this platform by way of Patreon. We have our forum open, our Patreon members-only forum on Patreon, or by way of Patreon, members-only forum. And I really, really believe that we need to associate there, congregate there, like minds. I want to be active there. I am active there, and I'd like you to be active there as well. Post anything there you feel of import. A couple of other things. Hagmann Coffee. Okay, go to HagmannStore.com, order some coffee, and the proceeds, some of the proceeds go to help fight against boots on the ground, against human and child sex trafficking. Yeah, I can talk. And the coffee is gourmet coffee. My go-to choice is Detective's Choice. It's hyper-caffeinated. You get it in whole bean, ground, or K-cups. The same with Patriot Blend or Revolution Blend. That's HagmannStore.com. Another thing that you might need, when you consider is EMP Shield. MyEMPShield.com/Hagman. $50 off your purchase. Ready-made resources. Oh my goodness. Night vision. You talk about the absolute equalizer, the night vision. I had to use that night vision the other night. I'm not gonna, I'll tell you, we have a situation in the neighborhood where a female is being harassed by someone. We know who it is. And, I broke out the night vision that, I got from Bob Griswold, and, the police department here was blown away. They said, I can't believe you've got that night vision. I can't believe, they said, do you realize that our department can't get that night vision? We can't afford that night vision? It's amazing. Dean, my grandson is paying a visit to the studio. Do you want to bring Dean over? No? Okay. Apparently not. Apparently Dean's not, Dean doesn't want to come on. You can hear him. He's saying, no. One more thing. San Francisco. You know that salon owner who was forced essentially to close after Pelosi's visit, and raised some money, through GoFundMe? She's not going back. She's not going back to San Francisco. My wife and I were talking about that today, and God bless her for not doing so. And lastly, as Steve and Mike Adams were talking about, you know, Chairman Mattis, or the former Defense Secretary Mattis. Yeah, think about that. The fact that, what do we have? We had a potential military coup by Mattis and Dean Coates talking together about overthrowing President Trump. One more thing that Steve was talking about, the three books that are coming out. We have Bob Woodward's anti-Trump book started this week. We have the rollout of H.R. McMaster's anti-Trump book next week. And then the week after that is, of course, look for the rollout with Russian hoaxer John Brennan, his deranged rant, his deranged tome. Steve, are you there? Are you back?
Sure, Doug.
All right, Steve, I'm going to kick it over to you.
Okay. I think people need to understand, too, that prior to a nuclear war, now, while we're all talking about what's going on in this country, my sources, and this will be what I'll be talking about at length in the private briefing, that will be Friday night, you know, but the point being is that my sources, Doug, are all talking about major indicators of World War III, which will be a false Armageddon, being put into place. I mentioned in the first hour that with Mike Adams that I was informed that even all nuclear nations are all changing their passwords, their security protocols, their launch codes, and everything that would pertain to a first strike or responding to a first strike. Now, if these men, as General Mattis et al. And the 100 that have gone over to Biden, ask yourself this, ladies and gentlemen. If they will betray the Constitution, and some of them, like the former people who are in the FBI, Comey et al., Strozik, all these people, and then you get Brennan and Clapper and the elite of the intelligence community that basically committed treason, and like I said, Bull Durham didn't do anything about it. He gave everybody a whitewash. What do you think will be the outcome if the United States were to receive a surrender demand from, let's say, Russia and China together, knowing that they would have been provided Russia and China with the list of who will roll and who won't? You think that's so far-fetched? Part of the reason we went into Iraq and had such fast successes, the United States government, through its intelligence agencies, bought off generals for a couple million bucks here, a couple million bucks there, and the generals were nowhere to be found when the war came. Doug, I think it defies imagination for most people in America to truly get a grasp on how treason will play out. The treason that's now being, let's say, represented to us, most people just won't even say, well, that's no big deal. It's a big deal. Because military, I'll tell you this, just as this country is divided, so is the military. Just as the Navy is divided, so is the military. Just as the Air Force is divided. Oh, by the way, have anybody been watching all the deaths in Fort Hood, I believe it is, in Texas? Has anybody been wondering about why all these people are having accidents? I warned about this years ago, Doug. You and I were doing shows after 9/11. I forget the name of the gentleman that went off, the Muslim in Fort Hood, and killed all those people. By the way, he still collects his pension and everything, even in prison. But the point is that people cannot understand that there are foreign agents in our military, piece by piece of equipment's failing, piece by piece of technology's passing. Life by life is being destroyed. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy realist. I'm seeing the plans. Listen, if you hear the word secret treaty between Russia and China, that's conspiracy. If you hear the word secret treaty between China and Canada, that's a conspiracy. Conspire means to agree ahead of time as to a predetermined outcome, usually under the guise of secrecy, to bring about a change opposed to the existing structure. What does that have to do with fear porn? Doug, let me ask you this. All of the statements you see and have been, you know, the recipient of along with me or individual and separate from me, where does the word fear porn come into any place? Because porn gives pleasure. So I don't even understand the term. I do know this. It's a neuro-linguistic programming term. Go ahead, sir.
No, you know, I think you're absolutely right. People hear the phrase fear porn, and I know people who use that derisively toward you and I, and it's in any number of settings, and I'll just put a period at that point. But it is neuro-linguistic programming, and it's interesting how the phrase fake news had taken on a different meaning, a new meaning, really in 2016, it began taking on a different meaning. Obama had coined that phrase or popularized that phrase fake news in September of 2016. If you read Cheryl Atkinson's works, she can pinpoint a time when he began using that, separate from what it means today. So all of this combined is to take down, as you had so eloquently put it, what's that phrase you use? I'm having a senior moment once again. Ultimately destroy, but what is it? You nullify, vilify, nullify?
Identify.
That is.
Vilify. Nullify and destroy. IVND. Yeah. And the nullification is really being seen right now. Listen, Trump has been the focus of Saul Alinsky's, I think it's the 13th point, attack, 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 attack. Remember, the Democrats took control of the Russian narrative, even though they were the ones under Hillary Clinton selling the Russians all of the nuclear materials, uranium and stuff, trying to give them even access to the Bundy Ranch. And everything that has been treasonous, treacherous, and totally against you and I, the American people, is just given a slap on the hand. Not one of those people went to jail. Not one of them went to jail. And, you know, funny, I said this, because Trump didn't follow through with lock her up, he better pray that it's not he that gets locked up. You're seeing, ladies and gentlemen, a coup. And you're seeing, on the other hand, a chicken coup. A chicken coup, those who have the authority, the power, and the financial wherewithal are going to do what they're going to do. Meanwhile, the peanut gallery, those who sit and say nothing, do nothing. And by the way, Doug, isn't it interesting that they who criticize truth tellers always have tracks that lead back to somebody that's running them? In other words, where does Antifa get paid? Because somebody has got boatloads of cash and they're paying them. By the way, how's that so hard to believe? When the federal government's initiating helicopter money, that's what Ben Bernanke said years ago when he was the Federal Reserve Chairman of the Board. He said, if we have to, we'll drop money from helicopters. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. And some of that money, And I think we might have talked about this last week, but according to my research or our research, as our teams are finding, some of the money that went to Iran, the pallets of cash, has circled back around to fund a lot of the Antifa, Black Lives Matter, treasonous activities here. So I can't prove it. We can't prove it, but it certainly looks that way based on amounts being transferred and amounts being sent here and there. So, yeah, I mean, this is what we're seeing is organized tyranny. This is the American Spring, Steve, I believe. We had the Arab Spring, which people think, well, that was just a spontaneous uprising. No. It was well planned out by the Five Eyes and Western intelligence. This is the same thing here in America. They want to balkanize America for the purposes of exterminating the majority of the population. And I'll tell you what, people are falling for it. So there it is.
Well, isn't it true? Somebody once made the statement, they who won't stand for anything will, they who won't stand for something will fall for anything. And if freedom doesn't mean enough, and I want to give let me just give you a quick test, Doug. Not you, but our listeners. I thought about this today. This is what I've been pondering. When the word selection no longer matters or no longer has meaning, let's look at the 70-80% of the restaurants and the restaurateurs in New York City cannot reopen and serve people inside because the blah, 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 Blasio is complicit in the destruction of New York City's economy. And then when you go into a restaurant, what do you usually get? A menu. And what does the menu provide? It provides selection. And depending on your taste, you may order seafood, you may order meat, you may order cordon bleu, chicken, you may order whatever, macaroni and cheese. You may order, if you're in New York, you may order a $200 hamburger with gold flakes on it. Doesn't sound wise, but what I'm saying is the word selection is going away. Think about a supermarket. Have you been with your wife to a supermarket lately?
Yeah, I'll admit that. Yes, I have. And I'll tell you what you just said there about selection, you're doggone right. All of a sudden, for different reasons, you're seeing selection being limited all of a sudden.
Yeah. Remember, the greatest freedom in America, what I think it was Chief Justice Brandywine said, the greatest freedom in America is a freedom not to be messed with, okay? Not to be messed with. We had freedom that no other nation had. Now what are they doing? They're messing with us. Ladies and gentlemen, purpose in your heart. They say you're going to a mandatory lockdown. You get on the phone and you say, you call, you put posters in. You tell them, I'm not going to abide by that. Well, they have guns. Well, you should too. Well, it's because of the COVID-19. It's not because of that. It's because they know Americans are stupid. They can get away with anything. Are you calling me stupid? No, I'm calling you dumb unto death. If you buy the headlines of the day, if you listen to mainstream media, if you listen to the argument and believe, if you believe that one political party or the other is going to save your bacon and restore your easy chair living, you're wrong. Selection is being taken away from the American diet. Food-wise, freedom-wise, oh, all you sports fans. By the way, I'm not taking on anybody. I just am the commensurate non-sports fan, okay? I could care less about the sports. Now, look at this. They bow their knee to a communist takeover. The NFL, which I called NFL, and I said, and Doug, it was on your show maybe 2 years ago, I said, when they declared war against the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, they absolutely signed their own death warrant. They did.
Yep.
They did. And what am I missing? Football, basketball, baseball, even NASCAR. That lying NASCAR driver, doesn't matter what color he was, in this case he was black, doing a Jesse Smollett, all blowing out of thing. And so what does NASCAR do? Because they've got a North Carolina governor that absolutely would make Gavin Newsom look like a little leaguer, in my opinion. Basically, wanting to be politically correct. Here's the thing Christians have got to understand. friendship with the world is enmity with God. God says, I'm putting you at war against each other. You cannot lie down in the devil's bed and expect the blessing of God upon your head. If you want the blessing of God upon your head, then they will erect guillotines to take off your head. Again, Doug, I want your honest opinion. When I sent you the list I sent you of 250,000 guillotines and the 25,000 oven locations, what was your first response?
Disbelief, I suppose.
Disbelief.
Disbelief.
As a matter of fact, for the record, I couldn't believe there are that many, okay?
Yeah.
And for the record also, I'm saying it for the record. Look, I've been on talk radio 25 years, 5 years before that as guests. But I'm the guy that interviewed the longshoremen in Long Beach when the first batch of guillotines where this whole story started was when a container ship brought them over and they dropped one of those cargo nets and all of the guillotines broke open on the deck. And there are some pictures of that, but, you know, just like everything. Why? Because they're going to cut the heads of the saints off. I don't want to lose my head, but I don't want to bury it in the sand, or I don't want to do a self, what would it be called, a proctological examination, because my head doesn't belong where my bottom is. But so many people absolutely will not listen to the truth. Because here's, at the end of the day, when I go into a menu or a restaurant and I have a choice, it's up to me to decide. When you go into a FEMA prison camp or the Walmart of the beast, you have no selection, do you? Mm. We all have to think. And listen, I've been doing a hard time soul searching. I was looking at my wife today. I was going, God, am I intellectually prepared? I'm certainly not emotionally prepared. But the day comes, whether it's 1 minute or 1 hour after an event, when I'll never see her again, the sight of heaven. I looked at my children. I had great time with Stephanie over the weekend. Just hanging out together. And God, am I prepared to say goodbye to my loved ones? Because see, here's the thing, Doug, this is what I want people to understand. If you're taken to those camps, what makes you think that you will ever come out of them alive? If your family's separated, please, people, take this to the Lord in prayer. This goes to Brother Bob's vision of so many years ago. Look it up on the internet. It's so horrific, I won't even put it up on my website. Fear porn, the Lord God of heaven rebuke you, lying witnesses against the truth. The Lord God of heaven take aim in his displeasure against you for your denial of the truth. A false witness testifies to something that isn't true, a talebearer, but a true witness is telling you what's going to happen. There's no precedent in human history of where the people of God got it at the time they needed to get it. They had to wait. You think the disciples really expected Jesus to rise again? Do you think they did? Mm. No, because when Jesus was crucified, they saw that as the end of what they understood of Jesus. Even though Jesus on earth sent the years in ministry to them, telling them things of his Father's kingdom, telling them the parables, teaching them through nature, showing them what to do with compassion, sending them out to cast out demons. I'm telling you this, you would need probably 1,000 of the most anointed exorcists in the history of the world just to begin in Washington, D.C. Forget about L.A. There aren't enough exorcists in the world to do that. The point is that we are now seeing the process of no selection available. I'll give it to you in the world of firearms. Firearms, prices going up, ammunition, less selection, more money. You used to be able to buy a 45 ACP round, 45 automatic, you know, a good round, not a cheapo, but just standard round for 50 cents a piece, maybe 60 cents. Now they're a buck. Any hollow point or, you know, frangible ammo, self-defense rounds, I think some, I just saw on a gun broker, I saw what, 70 bucks? That's a buck 40. Some of it even costs more than that.
If you can get them.
Yeah, if you can get them. But see, here's the deal. When you can't get something, has not your selection been limited?
Sure.
Okay, so how are people, okay, again, we're used to this, we're used to that. I went to my fridge this morning, and I basically thought, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, should I start with the olives or let them go? I like olives. I actually like dill pickles, too. I don't know why, but I do. But I had selection. But as we're talking, going to the grocery stores, I went into Target. I think I said this or I said it on my podcast to get a water flossing deal of what do they call them? Water picks. Man, there was hardly anything on the shelves there. You wanted, I mean, even the places that, and I don't go in and buy like rugs and towel stuff and, you know, kitchen appliances. I just went in there to get a water pick. So many empty shelves. Where does Target get most of their stuff from?
China.
China. And the ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching that used to ring their bells and ring their profits, a lot less ka-chinging, you know, and they better be worried about more, how should I say this? The obvious is that when people are broke, they have no money. Consumer spending was, what, 70% of the U.S. economy? Good morning, hello. There's not much to show. How can landlords pay the rent if their tenants can't pay their rent? Commercial real estate, which is the basis of everything from insurance policies to annuities to all forms of paper investments. How can you give your investors a return when there's no return given to you? And yet you still have debt service. It's eviction. Here's the point I want to make for maybe a title for this show, an additional title. When America gets evicted from its once God-given heritage.
Hmm.
Or it's, you know, something along those lines.
Or when America evicts God. I mean, we...
Yeah, there you go.
You know... Yeah, I mean, look at the last, 60 years. Look at what we've done in the last 60 years, and look at what that 60 years has wrought in terms of violence. I mean, it began in really the 60s with, at that time, the Weather Underground, Carmichael and others, and we kicked God out of the classroom, God out of the schools, and then we had Roe v. Wade in the 70s, and I mean, it just on and on and on. Now today, Netflix, I don't know whether you saw this, Steve, but Netflix, their cuties program, I don't know what it's called, but it's, I mean, you talk about child porn, it's attempting to normalize child porn, and it's right out in the open, Netflix. Of course, you know, you can take a look at who one of the biggest people behind Netflix is at this point, Obama. But there it is. I mean, we are going down this moral and spiritual slide, this into this abyss that I don't think we can recover from.
We can't. And see, this is what I want to share. Thank you, Doug. This scripture, I think I beat this scripture so hard into people's minds, but I don't think they've got it yet. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? If a nation makes war on God, if a nation is literally bathed in the innocent blood of 80, 100 million aborted people, if a nation is going to cannibal sweeteners, or cannibal taste enhancers, what you don't understand, your DNA is being rewritten. It's being reprogrammed. A nation of cannibals. When you can't even begin to see anything wholesome as a normal husband, normal wife, the word normal makes me a racist. The word normal makes me a bigot. The word pervert makes them the political flavor of the day. Our military caved into perversion, a.k.a. courtesy of the Clintonista three-ring circus of despair, death, and destruction. We're now eating the fruit of it. We're now hearing we're 100, what, military members and former cabinet members of Trump? Look, he thinks he can dismiss without consequence. He has no clue what the hatred those people have for him, what they're willing to do. Number one, they're willing to lie, cheat, steal, break the laws of the land, do what's unconstitutional, violate the Uniform Code of Military Justice, Rule 88, openly criticize the president, on and on and on. And Trump does not understand. Pray for him, people. It's not a criticism. It's a identification of a problem he has. He doesn't have a magic wand, magic thinking. The Democrats took the narrative from the beginning. The Republicans yielded to the narrative immediately. That pathetic Mr. Magoo excuse of a man, Jeff Sessions, that was nominated as the Attorney General, that's like taking a Barbie doll and putting her up against a Russian, the newest tank, and expecting Barbie's cute little wig to stop the tank. Insanity may not be the best illustration, but insanity. So now we have a military that's divided 50-50. Now we have military assets falling out of the sky and stuff going on that people aren't allowed to know. And we have basically members of our armed services being assassinated at the biggest fort in Texas. I believe the commanding officer of that's just been relieved of duty. You and I talked about this years ago about infiltrators in the military.
Yes, we did.
We did. And yeah. Now you're seeing it. Somebody's killing somebody. Oh, it doesn't matter either, by the way, that the situation, the military never tell you the truth about how one of their naval ships caught fire. They'll never tell you the truth. It wasn't human error. It was a third party attacking it. Let's go to the fires now. We just had in Montana in a place that you were here once, but up in the mountains that you would have seen out in front of you from the Holiday Inn up Bridger Canyon.
Yeah.
I think an 11,000-acre fire that burned some of the most beautiful land, actually beautiful and most expensive land in this whole area. I mean, fabulously, fabulous beauty. It's the stuff on the road to the ski hill, Bridger Bowl. No lightning, no open campfires, but guess what? In Washington State, in Oregon State, and California State, they're finding fire starting supplies. They're finding that maybe Antifa or some other group is setting these fires unintentionally. They are setting the fires intentionally, and I was going to say on purpose. That's the play, the gameplay right out of Bezmianov's plan and Stanislav Lunov, Russian defectors that said when Russia was ready to attack the United States, they would burn out the force of the West. They would use asymmetrical warfare at first until it became, or they were discovered as being behind it. So ladies and gentlemen, if you've got a communist overthrow underway in the United States, do you think it's beyond somebody taking it upon themselves to go out and start a fire? To tie up assets, to burn out your nation's financial reserves? I don't think so at all. And by the way, if you look at the West Coast primarily, all of those areas are controlled by Democratic governors. And remember who the Democratic governors are at war against, the living God. You can't say they're not. They already are. They've declared there will be no God on this platform, probably by Allah. That's what they'll say. Or Black Lives Matter. When I told you, watch Black Lives Matter morph into the Black Panthers. This is before it happened. The Black Panthers will morph into ISIS and will accept and promote militant Islam in the United States. You haven't seen that yet and the full effect, but you will. So as we tell people what's going on, Doug, they have to recognize this. If you do nothing, you're dead. If you do something, you may either save the lives of your loved ones, or because you've taken a stand for righteousness, resisting evil, that God will deliver you too. But if he doesn't, then we go to be with Jesus. And that's the thing. The world is not the panacea. The world is not the cradle of joy, whether a girl, whether a boy. Things are no longer just a toy, because what's going to matter in the end is what we can eat and where we can drink water. The Walmart situation is becoming more in our face and problematic. The FEMA camps are being activated. Military troops are moving. Even in the woods of Idaho and in Montana and some of the areas up along the Canadian border, special operations are driving side-by-side 4x4s, ATV vehicles that are souped up. They've got extra fuel. They've got extra tires. And, Doug, they're already being placed in the forests that haven't burned to intercept those who will run to the forest when they need to run to the forest.
Yeah, yeah. You know, this is one thing, again, that we're keeping a very close track on. Randy Taylor, myself, and those of us who are involved in monitoring the chat rooms and message boards, much like we did following 9/11. And you had mentioned, of course, the infiltration by the Muslims and our military. Remember Fort Dix 6. Remember, as you said, Fort Hood and other locations. And, of course, that was labeled workplace violence. Now we're seeing these multitude of fires taking place that's turning these skies of San Francisco and other cities orange, this ominous orange or red. And you can see it looks pretty doggone creepy, but we're getting information monitoring these message boards that Antifa has been responsible for arsons. And there was a very brief on-camera interview. I think it was done by a citizen journalist who spoke to two Portland state troopers out in Portland who said the fires by I-5 definitely had human origin. You had a gender reveal fire, if you will, that took place a couple of days ago that started burning a ton of land. As you mentioned, you know, up where you are, you had fires. We're seeing this, and I think people have to really comprehend the fact that everything that we're seeing right now, we have to question, because the war that we're in is very much asymmetrical. And the Chinese especially are masters at the asymmetrical warfare. The terrorists, who many have been sent to train, and this is going to be fear porn, this is going to be conspiracy theory labeled, many have been sent to train with Muslim terrorists and brought back. By many, I'm talking more than 100, not necessarily in the thousands or tens of thousands, but enough to lead certain missions. So, Steve, everything that you've talked about is 100% accurate. And this is much bigger than people are, much bigger than people realize in terms of where this is going to take us. And as you said earlier, if we are not prepared now, what do you say to someone who's not prepared? What do you say to someone who is just kind of getting with things right now? It's difficult to have a conversation with that person.
Well, you and I will find that out when we do tomorrow, when we do the private briefing, because I just sent you another, I don't know, maybe 20 questions. But what do I say to them? I say, first and foremost, you better suck it up. You better, and by sucking it up, I mean this, you better take mental stock of where you are. I say, go stand, and Doug, I'm not kidding. I guess you'd say, kindergarten exercise is go stand in front of your freezer, fridge, you know, if you've got a side-by-side, open one, open the other. Then go to your pantry and see what in your pantry you can eat right now, or can you make bread with the flour you have? Do you have yeast? Can you do this? Can you do that? Go and stand in front of what you currently have.
Yeah.
And then seriously, then go, okay, what, check the prices on some of that stuff. If you had a can of, and I love using Hawk stuff, you know, chunky beef soup, Campbell's, and it was $3 last year, now it's $5, you realize that that's the same can of soup, but it's costing you more, and your paycheck isn't rising by, you know, 50%. Most people's don't. And then I want you to go to your medicine cabinet, or, you know, what do you call it? Medicine drawer, I just call it my bathroom door where everything goes in it. My wife's side, very neat and orderly. My side, the white tornado. I should take a picture because I think it would illustrate better with a picture. But actually, it's like my office, Doug. We've talked about this. I know where everything is, even though my office, people come in here and say, how come your office looks like that, Steve? I said, because I don't have anything called time. I said, I don't have the time. And I said, when it gets unbearable, I'll make the time. But Doug, I just posted on my headlines today. We got to start being concerned with hour by hour because yes, things are changing hour by hour. So I'm telling you, first of all, what do we say to people? We say, you'd better understand if you've been to a grocery store that has less items on the shelf than you remember even a year ago, what happens when there are no items on the shelf?
Yeah.
Well, just go to the grocery store down the road. Well, what happens when there is no grocery store down the road? You have to take away excuses in order to basically help someone see the error of their ignorance, the error of their argument, or the error of their apathy and indifference. One of the greatest answers to a question I think I ever got from the Lord is I said, Lord, why do people want those of us who are on talk radio in those days, shortwave radio, podcasts, internet broadcasts, whatever you want to call it, why do they want us to make their decisions? And then they get mad when they ask for our advice if it didn't turn out exactly the way they thought it was. He says, Steve, because they want someone to blame. My people need to quit looking for blame and own up to their own sin, get it under the blood, and seek me for the direction in their lives. Isn't that a good word?
Absolutely.
And so,
I agree with that too. People are looking for that. They don't want to accept their own responsibility for their own actions. They're looking for someone else to blame. And I think that says it all for everything, I think, you know, everything that we see.
And what does God hold us for, accountable for? Personal, not the other guy. Like, listen, as many critics as you and I have and people that don't love us, they're not going to be there when we stand before Jesus as Christians. And we stand before the judgment seat of Christ to get, his blessing on our life in heaven for being faithful. No one's going to be there. It's kind of like the woman at the well taken in, you know, Jesus wrote, all of the sins of the leaders that wanted to stone the woman at the well. Chances are it was their cell phone numbers. I'm making this up. Doesn't Quayle know there were no cell phones? And yeah, I'm just using this as an example. When Jesus knelt down and started doing stuff in the sand, drawing whatever, he was just letting them know. See, he even was so gracious, he didn't come out and say, okay, you Pharisaical hypocrite, number one through number 30, you spent the night with her 3 weeks ago, and you were with her sister the other night, you. No, he didn't. He basically let them see that he knew what they were doing, and they had no moral standing, moral right, to demand that Jesus basically take her out of the way. She's a sinner. Nope, not at all. And that's a great thing. So, Doug, here's the thing. I'm as perplexed, and I don't have answers to every question. By the way, I just sent you a bunch of questions, you know, and for tomorrow's briefing. But some of them are the same questions I keep, you know, asking or answering over and over and over, and I'll do it the same. But, you know, like, for instance, one of the hardest questions to answer is, where is the safest place in the world for me to be? My answer to that is wherever God wants you to be and confirms you are where he wants you. That's the answer.
Yeah.
I used to think I was going to go to South America, you know, after being in Peru. Guess what? I don't want to go to South America. You know, having lived in the Cayman Islands before they became, you know, really cool, I thought I wanted to do that. Didn't I moved to Hawaii for I think 3 or 4 months, living on the Big Island drove me nuts, okay? I had a motorcycle and a sports car. I could go out and drive. What good does it do to have a 150-mile-an-hour sports car and be, you know, Hawaiian roads? Anybody ever seen Hawaiian roads? There's no place you can drive that fast, you know, even ride your motorcycle that fast. So the point is that the ideal place is where God gives you his peace. Now, saying that, I would encourage everyone to get off of the coastal cities, both on East and West Coast. I would encourage anybody who's in Florida. Now, here's the thing. I'm not telling you to do it, but if you live there, you've got to get out of there. Those in Florida should head north into the mountains, Alabama, Georgia. And look, I used to think Tennessee would be a great place to run until I saw what's happening in Nashville and that they have a mayor there that's equaled all the worst mayors in the United States, in my opinion. So we've got a crisis brewing. And at the end of the day, Doug, the safest place is where are you in your heart with Jesus? Not where geographically, but where are you in your walk with Jesus? That's the most important point. By the way, if God wanted to get me out of Bozeman to, let's say, someplace cool like South Dakota because of the governor there, what an amazing woman.
Oh, yeah.
He could get me there. He could translate me there. I don't think that will happen right now because I can't say to anybody that go here, go there. I've told people, you know, the parts of Idaho I would live in. There are parts of Idaho I wouldn't live in. I would never live in Boise, Idaho, ever, ever, ever. I wouldn't live in Idaho Falls. I wouldn't, but I'd live in northern Idaho. I'd live in Sandpoint and Salmon.
Sure.
You know, again, it's just, where is a growing season? Here's the thing I think that has to be really hammered home on this hour, Doug. When there is no selection, when there are no choices, you no longer even have a choice. The ability to choose has been taken from you. But right now, everybody listening to this broadcast has a choice to make. Choose ye this day who you're going to follow. If the Lord God of heaven be God, then follow him. If not, then follow whoever you want to follow. You want to follow your lust, follow your lust. Want to follow your dreams, follow your dreams. You want to follow your instinct, follow your instinct. But those things won't deliver you. God can deliver you and will deliver you, but it has to be an active faith. One of the.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but right along with that, people are looking, and I've seen this, especially over the last several weeks, where people are looking to after the election, things are going to be calming down with respect to they believe that Donald Trump is going to win handily and be sworn into office, and that's going to deflate the left. And that might very well happen, but I doubt it. I think regardless of what happens this election, it's going to be more of the same and worse of more of the same. And it's going to be hastened if the left wins. It's going to be troubling if the right wins, just because of the reaction of the left. So people are looking for, I think, relief after this November, when in fact I think, as you and I have talked about, relief is not going to be had. We are no longer going to be able to say, well, once we get past this point, whatever this point is, things are going to return or things are going to calm down. They're not going to calm down. They're only going to ramp up. And I just wanted to say that because I've been seeing more and more people kind of embracing this thought that, hey, once we get past this point, things are going to calm down. You know what? You watch. The lockdowns are going to stop after the election. Well, okay, if that's what you want to believe. I don't think that's going to happen. So I think it's going to be.
I call it the pixie dust magic thinking crew, okay? Come on, do you really think that seeing what hasn't happened in the first 4 years of President Trump's presidency, how does it all of a sudden get magically better? Especially that even in these last 4 years, nations who are our adversaries have been building their defense posture, their machines, their aircraft, their ships. China has more ships in the ocean now than U.S. Navy. How has that happened? It's interesting, Doug. I wasn't there, but I got secondhand information from another seminar conference, and somebody made the statement, we don't have to take the fear porn anymore, and I guess a bunch of groups clapped, but one of the speakers made the statement that, well, if Trump wins, everything's okay, and if Biden wins, then we're in trouble. That guy completely is clueless, doesn't understand geopolitics, and has no idea of how late we are in the game of Bible prophecy. Jesus said, why call ye me Lord and do not the things I say? We're to rescue the perishing. We're to warn the people of great danger. But I got to tell you something. It will never be normal again. It will never be normal again. They're coming to take you away, hurrah, you know, or they're coming to take you away, ha-ha. And isn't the funny farm, that was a song, I think, in the 60s, but the bottom line is they're coming to take you away permanently. I even changed that statement years ago, and Greg Evenson, bless his heart, when he was still with us on earth, he made this statement. He said, listen, Steve, not only are they not coming to take you away, they're coming to blow you away. Remember the census taker had to be at the front door, having the front door GPS coordinates? Well, that was all about guns. It was all about targeting. It was all about putting into fire control computers, hellfire missile commands, you know? Knock, knock, or since somebody's got the video doorbells now, you get a call on your cell phone. Hi, this is the Department of the Antichrist. We just wanted to let you know. Don't bother answering the door because that doorbell you ring is just our signal, typing the homing signal on the warhead of our missile, our Hellfire missile, and goodbye, click, boom. Now, I'm being a little bit silly there, but understand we all carry, if we carry our phones, tracking mechanisms. And by the way, it's not just iPhone. It's not the me, myself, and iPhone. It's basically even flip phones. Every flip phone has a voice print assigned to it. From the time you make your first call on a flip phone, throwaway phone, burner phone, they've got your voice.
Right.
And so I guess what I'm trying to say, Doug, is that the idea of choice has been taken away from us. And you know this, one thing about choice, when you don't have so many options, how do you choose between the end two options? Either one can't, and they both can't be right, one or the other, when they're mutually contradictory and morally at opposite ends of the spectrum. How do you do that?
No, it's, no, you're not, and we're not supposed to, I guess, we're painted into that corner purposely, I think, if I understand you correctly, and I'm sure I do. You know, no choice, no selection, no options. It's our way or it's over for you, essentially. And that's what they're going. And I think too, you know, you look at the people with masks, and I don't want to go backwards to something as simple as masks, but, it's even more than that. It's the, symbology of the subjugation of the population that that we're looking at. I was a real quick story here because we only have a couple of minutes left, but, Steve, I had to stop at the guy who cuts my hair, he's done it for 25 years. I'll tell you this. And he was wearing a mask and all of these, now Pennsylvania's got, a person I like to call Dickless Levine. And I, you know, they'll take me off the air for saying that, but it's Rachel or Richard Levine. I'm not sure if they know what, you know, she or he knows what, she or he is, but as the Department of Health. But anyway, commissioner, is saying, you know, you've got to wear masks and our communist governor saying you got to wear masks everywhere you go. But, all across the front of this, so it's kind of like a house almost, you know, mask required, 6 foot distance required. And I'm thinking, wow, man, you know, this is really hardcore enforcement and you got to stay in your car until you're called in to your, so, okay. I mean, I have 25 years with the guy. I figured, okay, I'll just do it. So I walked in there and he's wearing a mask and he says, you got to put a mask on. I said, it's just you and me. I mean, really? He said, yeah, you got to put a mask on. And so I said, wait, there's no one coming in. You don't have any windows. Well, he's got one, but he has vertical blinds down. So, and I'm swear this happened. I walked over and he has a normal door for, to walk in, you know, like a house door. And I turned to the deadbolt. I said, okay, it's just you and me. Do I still need to wear a mask? He said, yeah, I'm sorry. You have to. It's the law. And I said, you know what? I'm not doing this. I am not doing this anymore. We have to, I've got to cut. You and I have to break up. I'm sorry, but we're going to break up. And I meant that. But see, somebody turned him in, for not wearing, you know, for not having masks and stuff like that. But he was so afraid, of what of his livelihood being taken from him, that he would have crawled through broken glass in order to be in compliance with the law. It's insane. So, you know, when I don't know, I you know what, Steve, I don't know what to say to people like that except have a great life. Goodbye. It's I'm not going to live that way.
And well, I think, I think you did the right thing, Doug, and, you know, it's comply or die. Yeah. Well, there's another choice, too. I'll try something else. I don't need to be put into that. Look, I'm in liberal Valhalla in Bozeman. Bozeman used to be a conservative community, you know. Now it's a happy hunting ground for East and West Coast liberals, okay? But the thing is that having to comply, see, again, the mask of death, the mask of the beast, the mark of the beast, and the murder of the beast, they hate the devil. Every time he sees the mask, I'm sure he gives a high or a low five to everybody that's in his extreme close proximity. Because he's saying to those guys, those fallen angels, we're destroying the image and likeness of God.
Yeah.
And the people are too dumb to see it. Too dumb.
Nope.
I just ran an airplane flight where they canceled the flight because one of the infants didn't have a mask.
One infant. I couldn't believe that. Well, I could believe that, but it's sad to see that happen. We should not, you know what? Steve, I made this statement the other day. We could win on the numbers, but we won't. We won't because not enough of us will stand up and say, I'm not doing this. You know, but if we all said no.
I think people who refuse to vote and basically are older, out of shape, living in denial, do you think they're going to basically be able to put up a fight, come into the door?
No. No.
Or a flashbang grenade. See, Doug, here's the thing. We've lost our choice. We've lost our way. We had a choice. We had a choice to either walk with the living God, turn from our wicked ways, call upon his name, and he could have transformed us and changed us, and then it would have changed the nation we live in. But when there's ridicule and mockery and scorn and these scumbags mocking Jesus, whether it's Colbert or Como, the newscaster, or any one of a number of, blasphemers, yet we're silent, you know, with a silent majority. Well, I want to say something. You stay silent during this time period, you're dead. You better make sure you got a will. You better make sure that who are you going to leave it to? You're going to leave it to the future little communists, FLCs? But those aren't my children, brother Steve. When you turn them over to the machine and they mock the God you serve, and they do, I'm talking about literal instances where parents raised godly kids, the kids went to university, and now the kids hate their parents, but they sure want to know what they get when they die. We created our own undoing. Our silence sent so many of the preborn to an early heavenly arrival, robbing them of life and robbing the planet of all the giftings and the genius of Almighty God that he would have placed and had placed into their lives. He told the prophet, yea, before I knew you, I formed you in the womb and appointed, you know, you prophet among the nations. So that's where we're at, Doug. And I think people just better recognize this. There is more. Look at it this way. It's not that this is a good way to close. It's not the election that's at stake. It's you, your life, your family, and the loved ones around you. Because those who are in your household, I pray that if they're against you, they will turn on you unless God converts them. But understand this, your neighbor, plenty of people have written prep articles on it, may turn out to be your undoing.
And we said that before, yeah.
And your pastor, and I guess that's why I said, those closest to you do you. I've with that so many times, and, you know, in the last couple of years, remember this, unless God gives us discernment, we're all toast. Okay? Because people will make sure we're in the toaster. People will make sure they spy. Call, 1-800, get a free donut if you turn in one of your neighbors for a list of violations. And then the violation police will show up and bingo.
And that's going to happen. And Steve, we got to cut it off there. We're absolutely out of time. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, qfiles.tv. Folks, sign up. Steve, hang with me for 30 seconds after the music. Folks, sign up for the final warning, Brace for Impact, October 16th, 17th. And that way you'll be treated to the private briefings by Steve Quayle. God bless you. Good night, everyone.